The gospel reading today is our Lord tells us that anyone who leaves all of these people and things behind will receive 100-fold and will possess life everlasting. We ask ourselves, how's that work? So in other words, if I give up something, that I'm going to get 100 times more, so therefore, heck of a deal. If I want to be a millionaire, then I just keep giving things away and I'll just keep getting 100 times more, and pretty soon I'll have a huge amount of money. No, that's not the way it's going to work. Because if we even do it that way, it's done purely out of selfishness. Ultimately, it's a question of the charity. And if we're operating out of charity, seeking the good of God and neighbor, then we're going to receive 100 times more than whatever it is that we give. And the reason for that is God will never be outdone in generosity. And so he will give to us an abundance in this life, but that abundance is going to depend on what our needs are. So for instance, we could look at it and say, well, look, there's this person who does all these charitable works and all this good stuff, and they're praying and doing all these things, and their life seems like a disaster. That's because God loves them so much that he is preparing them to be a saint, allowing them to suffer in various ways. They're getting 100-fold of what they are giving. It's not the way that we might think of it. We might assume if I'm going to give 100-fold or give this, that I should get 100-fold the same back. Not necessarily. God's going to give what's the best. For most of us, for instance, if you gave $100 and got $1,000 back and tried that again and got $10,000 back and tried it again and got $100,000 back, most of us are going to lose our souls. Let's admit it. It would corrupt us. It would destroy us. God's not going to do that. If you really don't care about money, yeah, you'll get 100 times back because you're going to use it to give it away. You're going to use it to help others. You don't care whether you've got it or not. But most of us, unfortunately, we're not at that point. We care way too much about it. And so God isn't necessarily going to give that to us. Which then, of course, our way of handling that is to say, then I better hoard what I've got. I better guard it with everything because I might lose the little bit that I have. Guess what? If you do that, you're going to lose the little bit that you have because you're attached to it and it's in the way. So God's going to take it away. And even if we become detached, as we know, that doesn't mean we necessarily stay detached. And so we could become detached, in this case, from the money. And so we can give it all away and we can lose it, but boy, oh boy, if it came back 100-fold, we'd get awful attached awful quick. And he knows that. So he's not necessarily going to do that. But he also knows what it is that we need. And that's what he's going to give 100-fold. If you're going to be generous with God, he is going to be generous with you. 100-fold or more. Because as I said, he will never be outdone in generosity. So on one hand, much of that is going to be given at the point of the possession of life eternal. When he can say, well done, good and faithful servant. You have done all of this. What I am going to give you is infinitely greater than what it is that you did. Because what you're going to receive is not land and money. It's going to be God. And it's going to be the communion of saints. And so the number of brothers and sisters and children and spouses and everything else is going to be tremendous. There aren't just going to be 100 there. There is going to be an innumerable number of people. And so all of that is going to be ours. But it will be pure charity. So there's nothing selfish in it. We're going to be able to love all those people, and they're all going to love us. All of us together are going to love God, and He's loving us, and that will be infinite. But that's when we get to heaven. In the meantime, it's a matter of what it's going to require to get to heaven. We live in this day and age where we think that everyone goes to heaven. Maybe some really horrible, rotten, satanic kinds of people, maybe they won't make it, but everybody else will. Show me where it says that. Show me where it even hints at that. It doesn't anywhere. But God wants you to be a saint. And if you're going to do what you can try to do to help move that along, He is going to be more than 100 times more generous. Now again, for most of us, that means 100 times more humiliation, 100 times more suffering, 100 times more whatever detachment that we need. And when we get angry and we say, no, I did this, I was expecting 100-fold back. He's going to look at you and, yeah, I gave you more than 100-fold. Because I gave you out of love what it is that you need. Not necessarily what you want, but what you need. Because I want you to go to heaven. Because I want you to be a saint. Because in the meantime, I want you to grow in holiness. And that holiness is going to require detachment. And that holiness is going to require humility. And that holiness is going to require charity. And so if you're willing to do your part, God is going to do way more. You do a little bit, He will accept that little bit, and He is going to multiply it, and He is going to give back to you in 100-fold or more. So we have to be able to look at what He's doing. Because, again, for many of us, in our brokenness, even the good things that we do are done with an awful lot of selfishness. And the selfishness gets in the way. And so that's what He's trying to get out of the way. He wants us to be selfless. He wants us to practice charity for the sake of God and neighbor, not for anything that we're going to receive in return. That's the joy of the saints. They don't worry about anything. They don't even worry about what they're going to get in return. Because it doesn't matter to them. They just put everything in God's hands and He's going to take care of them. They have nothing to worry about. Would that we could be that way. And we can. But it doesn't come naturally to us. That's the fruit of going through all of those things that the saints went through. And that's what we're going to have to do too if we're going to become saints. And so the question on our part is simply cooperating with God. If He truly wants what's the best for us, the real question is, do we want what's best for us? Now, of course, we think we know what's best for us. Big fat bank account, mansion, Rolls Royce, freezer full of the best stuff, only the finest. Oh, is that the best or what? God's going to go, no, that's not the best. So He's going to let your Rolls Royce break down, and He's going to let your mansion burn, and or He's going to take the money away so you can't make the payments or whatever it is. And we're going to get angry because He doesn't really want what's best, because He hates us, because He's letting us suffer in whatever way. Like, no, learn to see it God's way. Because that's exactly what He tells us. God sees what's on the inside, we see the outside. My ways are not your ways, says the Lord. We need to conform ourselves to God's way. And when we do, we will have freedom. When we do, we'll actually live what Klaus Schwab was saying in his arrogance. You will have nothing and you'll be happy. Not the Klaus Schwab way. That's a bunch of hogwash. God's way. Because then we have everything. Because we have God. And we have infinitely more than what we have been willing to give up. That's where the joy of the saints comes from, that they possess the Lord. And their focus is on the next world, not on this one, which is why I don't care how much they give away. Because it's not about themselves. It's about everyone else. That's what God wants for each one of us. In whatever way he's going to do it, in your state in life, according to your situation, with your personality, he is going to tailor make the plan that is going to be best for you. So don't assume going into it you know what this is going to be or how it's going to work. Because again, you know with God, as the old saying goes, if you want to know if God has a sense of humor, make a plan, and it's not going to work the way that you think it does. And so don't try and tell him what to do or how to do it. He knows, and he knows perfectly what you need and what is going to be the best for you. Trust him. Trust that he has only the best in mind for you, even when it doesn't look like what's the best, even when we can't understand how this can be the best, because it looks like it's the worst in our opinion. Only when you can look back at it can you say, wow, praise God, look at what he did. That really was what was the best. I just didn't know it at the time. So we need to learn to trust him. And then we need to conform ourselves to him. And that conformity to God is pure charity. To learn to practice that charity. To give up whatever out of love for God and neighbor. Not giving up for the sake of giving up, but rather out of charity. And when we are practicing charity and humility and any of the other virtues, then you can be guaranteed that God is going to give you 100-fold or more in this life. And the greatest part is he's making you a saint so that you will be able to possess eternal life. That's what God desires for you.